Oh, I'm not putting the cigarette out.
Oh, you'll get in trouble?
I was under the impression I was talking to detectives. If this is just daycare, I'll go home. Up to you, boss. You made me take this outside, and I'm not coming back in. Thought so. My name is Flannery Hill. I was... Why do you need me to say all this boilerplate background crap? You already know who I am. You wouldn't have called me if you didn't. This is a waste of time. Anyway, Maurice and the others are dead. And they're not. Do you understand the concept of quantum superposition? Of course you don't. I'm not a school teacher, and I'm not going to waste my time explaining it to children. The most bare-bones thing you need to understand is that in some circumstances, an event can both happen and not happen, and it's only the act of observation that reduces it to one or the other. No one observed what happened to them, ergo they were killed and they were not killed at the same time. Hmm? The killer observed it? Maybe, but no one's observed the killer, or killers, which means they exist and they don't exist. And if they don't exist, the kids weren't killed. No one has ever actually found any meaningful clues about what happened to them or what caused it to happen. So, if you want to help them, you should stop trying to prove who killed them and start trying to prove they never died. So who do we want to start with here? Probably not Charlie, because...
Help.
She's just sort of gone.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, Charlie, I mean, you're just in the dark.
Oh, no.
Let me think here. Casey, what are you up to?
I'm still in the cult meeting, aren't I? Like, yeah. Hiding? Nobody can see me? I'm just kind of spying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am trying to take notes.
Okay, why don't you give me an investigate?
So it's a 2, but if I remember correctly, because the phantom clock is so high,
someone needs to be helping you investigate, which I think it's safe to say.
Okay, yeah, I suppose, yeah, since I've got 2 other people in there who are interacting, they can kind of help try and lead.
Yeah.
Questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a 2 then.
That gets you the Hierophant and Strength, neutral and positive.
Let's not waste a positive card on something like this. Oh, wait,
well,
yeah,
mind,
I got
you gotta
both.
Use them both.
Investigate. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
In that case. Alright, so the Hierophant is you discover something, and. What was the other one?
Strength.
Strength. You triumph through force. I'm gonna say, what's hidden here for strength?
What is hidden here? So, I don't remember exactly what I said last time. You're probably sort of in the you know, if we're considering the stage, the front, you're probably pretty far in the back, just trying to, you know, not be noticed much.
Yeah.
You know, Jessica is doing the actual hiding for you, so you don't really need to worry about being seen. I want to say I said there was, what, maybe
a couple hundred people in here. It's pretty crowded. And there are some faculty up on the stage. What is hidden here? What can you find that's hidden? I think... Okay, here's what I'll give you. You know, there's honestly not that much of interest in anything being discussed. It's, you know, mostly, honestly, people talking about, like, the upcoming football game, now that they've gotten the bit about Regina out. Like, not exciting secret cult stuff, per se.
Right, the football game is kind of the real focus. The cult exists for the football game, really.
Right, that's a big part of it. But I think you are able to sort of sneak up the side of the room and get onto the stage, and you see a, how would they store this? I'm going to say a large, like, plastic, like, storage bin. Like, one of those ones you would use for, like, you know, storing stuff in, like, the garage. You know what I mean?
One of those rubber band motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got one of those. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you played strength. I'll give you a little more than that. You are able to, like, very quietly lift the lid on it, and you see that it is full of shards of eggshell.
That makes sense. All right, and for the Hierophant, who's in control? Because, like, I know there are certain people sort of leading things, but who actually has the control of this?
Who has control? That's a good question. Based on what we've already established, I think it makes the most sense to say the principal of the school, who is not currently speaking, but is sort of sitting in just a folding chair, kind of leaning against a table they've got up on the stage... seems to be the person that everyone is deferring to.
Okay. Might have guessed that, but it's always good to know if that's really the power structure or if somebody else is pulling the strings, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in information collection mode, so I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just observing.
Okay. Let's see. Jake and Solo, what about either of you?
So they're just discussing the football game?
Yeah, honestly, not that exciting.
What do they want to do with the football game?
They want to win it, Jake.
let me think if I can give you anything more specific here, because that would make sense.
Like, are they winning it using Eidolon tricks or something?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's it? That's all they want?
Yeah!
To think they would pervert the great sport of American football. Well, okay, the okay sport of American football. By cheating so flagrantly.
This cult is so boring.
Did you say that out loud?
I think someone near me could probably hear me say it.
I think someone just kind of like elbows you to shush.
Okay.
I mean, this is basically just like a weird pep rally, right? Oh, I've never been to a pep rally before, actually. This is a new experience for me.
Like, do people seem into this?
Yeah, I think there is kind of a pep rally energy to it.
They're all excited to cheat at football?
Jake, you're in a high school.
Jake, oh. I think what Jordan's trying to do here is lay down some commentary about how in a lot of places in the United States, particularly in the South and to a lesser extent in the Midwest, the nominal educational purpose of high school and even college is sort of subordinated to the whole sports thing.
Okay, let's not give the author more credit, maybe,
well,
than
no,
it's been
no,
earned
no.
Here.
Listen. Jordan's a nerd. This would be a point that Jordan, why don't you say it in your own words? I'm being too charitable.
How about not?
I mean, I basically did just say it in my own words when you explained it. Solo, are you doing anything in particular?
I'm sitting politely and seeing what happens next.
Okay.
Hold on, I've got a question.
Yeah,
who is the upcoming football game against?
That's a good question, because they probably not Newcastle. That happened, you know, back in October. And I don't know how high school football works. I didn't go to any of those fucking games, but You know,
usually
I'm going to guess
you play, depending on the size of the district, might not be every other school, but like you play as many of them as can fit into the schedule, sort of in a rotation.
Right.
And then once playoffs hit, you might have a rematch against other schools that did well.
Right. And like I said, I you know, assume, yeah, you might end up rematching other schools, whatever. But yeah, I'm going to say it's not against your old high school. Probably, tell you what, let me just look up major high school football teams in Kentucky.
Now, major might be bigger than what this school, like, I'm guessing this is district, like, I don't even know if this is 11-man. This is probably 9-man. We're not that big.
Sure, that's fair. All right, then they're playing a football team from the next county over. I can make up a name if you really need one.
Yes.
The Jefferson County Sportsmen. I'll go back and write in a real name.
This complete silence is what this deserves.
The Jefferson County Sportsmen. So named because they're good sportsmen.
Yeah, no, we got it, Jordan.
I don't understand why they would bother targeting Regina if this is all they care about.
Well, I mean, Regina, do you have any thoughts on that?
The star quarterback of the varsity team went missing after she left, so, you know, they don't, you know, it's not great.
Yeah, I mean, you did sort of, like, try to blow the lid on this whole thing in a way that maybe was not appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that clear it up for you, Jake?
So, they're targeting Regina just to keep her from exposing their cheating at football scheme?
Do you know how much money you earn by cheating at football? Do you know how much money you get for that?
Also, you know how in high school, if somebody, like, rats out a popular kid to the principal once, they become hated by the entire school for weeks to months?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Jake, why don't you give me a dredge real quick?
Yeah, sure. My biz is, two, which means it's one.
Okay, one that gets you the magician. Okay, so, Jake, here is what I will say. The reason they hate Regina is because of the way that, her and her, you know, old group of friends interfered with everything, the way that, you know, people ended up dead because of what they were doing. You know, it's high school drama bullshit, but with, you know, hey, when you give a bunch of fucking dramatic high schoolers the ability to hurt or kill people without being caught or punished, sometimes that can lead to bad results.
Kind of like that's the theme of the series or something. Sorry, the book.
And I would say, moreover, it's, yes, the primary purpose here is to cheat at football, but in another sense, you know, what is happening here is, I mean, you're in a room full of people with superpowers that are obediently listening to an authority figure that has given them those powers. Yeah, right now it's just being used to cheat at football, but like,
it could be an army.
Yeah, yes. Is football just like the medium through which they are conditioning these kids to listen to them and obey them? You know what I mean?
It would be so much interesting if they had a greater goal.
Sure. Okay, yeah, maybe I'll write one of those in. I don't have one right now. I don't know what to tell you.
The problem is teenagers are ultimately pretty shallow.
Right.
My ass is also getting beat right now.
Petty, very small-minded, thinking mostly of their immediate lives. So I think it makes a lot of sense that when you're handed superpowers in a high school that's very sports-focused, your first thought is, I could use this to get really good at sports.
Yeah, I mean, listen, cult is maybe a strong word for what's going on here in some senses. In other senses, you know, it kind of looks like a cult and quacks like a cult.
In other senses, like, high school football's already kind of a cult.
Right, yeah,
Jordan,
exactly.
Have you ever watched the anime Revolutionary Girl Utena?
No, what is that?
Well, I think, you know, I think it has some thematic overlap with all this and the way it's engaging with, you know, high school drama sort of elevated to an absurd extent. You should give it a watch sometime. I think you'd like it.
Quick question, Jordan. How the hell could you not know what that is if you're writing all of us, right?
Yeah.
Really good question.
yeah. Don't,
Charlie,
I'm not getting into this
you.
Right now.
Wait, what? Wait.
Never mind.
Yeah, all right. How about we cut over to Regina? I think you are now alone in the... well, you're alone in the bathroom, but more accurately, you're alone in the bathroom mirror.
Yeah. I think she's just been looking around trying to see if there's anything that she could do to get out, like... I don't know... Because, you know, we tried the mirror already. That's not just working. So,
right.
And I can't go outside. Can I, if I had my backpack, did it go with me inside the mirror? Or could it possibly have dropped?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which did you want to happen?
I wanted it to be outside.
You want it to be outside. Why? What's in the backpack that'll help?
That teddy bear Charlie gave her.
This sounds like a reveal your master plan to me.
Okay, I have two genius, so one genius.
So that gets you the Emperor. You break something.
Now, I would say
I gotta draw from the bottom.
Also, I would say that you could consider this to be Charlie helping you.
Yeah, I don't know if I could.
Yeah, that's borderline. I'm gonna rule no. Drawing from the bottom, that gets you the Wheel of Fortune. Let me think here. Yeah, so your plan works, but it's got some snags. I will say, sure, the backpack is on the outside of the mirror. You dropped it when you came in, or it just didn't come with you, or whatever. I think you reach out with Pride of Lions, and you can feel the teddy bear, but it is like... It's almost like there's interference on the line, right? It's harder to, like, pour your energy into it to bring it to life than it normally would be.
Okay.
And you're like, you're doing it, but it's a little like... I think, you know, the zipper of the backpack slowly gets pushed back and the teddy bear kind of, like, comes out, but it's kind of, like, occasionally stumbling or... It's almost like it's drunk, let's say.
Oh. Oh. basically at this point, all that she wants to do is try and get it outside the door to the bathroom.
Okay.
Just as, maybe some kind of signal.
Yeah, I think you can do that. It sort of just stumbles towards the door and just kind of struggles to keep its balance, but it makes it to the door.
Okay. Is there anything I could do to get out of here?
I guess that would be either an investigate or a dredge.
I'm trying to do a dredge, I think.
Okay. Then what's your biz?
Two, so one.
That gets you the Emperor.
Is that a dissonant for me? I mean, does that, affect it?
Yeah, on a dredge, yes, you're dissonant. So that's negative, which... Ticks the clock, which gets us to midnight.
Okay, great.
Uh-huh. So, let's see. Let me think what happens as you try to ascertain how to get out of this mirror. I guess let's sum up what we know, right? You are, from your perspective, you are in a mirrored version of the bathroom. You can see the real bathroom through the mirror, but... crossing that plane seems impossible. You have no reflection back in the real world, I guess. You know, there is just you. The edges of the mirror are almost like a bounding box for where you can move. If you try to go to an angle where someone wouldn't be able to see you in the mirror, it you like get abruptly stopped. So you can't like you can't even go like behind, say there's like a trash can, you can't get behind it because the mirror can't see what's on the other side of the trash can.
Right. So I wouldn't even be able to go like into a stall or something.
Yeah, you can't go into a stall unless, you know, if you open the door you can, but yeah. You can't close the door once you have. And, I mean, you played a negative card that tripped the Phantom Clock, so I think what I've got to tell you is no, it does not seem like there's any way out of here.
Is this, like, fun for you, Jordan?
Who? Oh, I've been having an alright time. I do feel like I needed to maybe, write a little bit more backstory for the cult. I feel a little silly about that part, but you know, I can always go. That's something that can be done in revisions. But yeah, I mean, you know, writing's fun.
No, I mean, like, what did I do to you exactly?
I mean, I don't think you really did anything to me in particular.
Presuming you're right, and I don't think you are. You wanted to give me absentee parents, an evil therapist, a dead ex-girlfriend, and now you're forcing me back into the same school I tried to leave. So what's your problem, exactly?
I mean, what was Shakespeare's problem with Romeo?
Wasn't that whole play about, depending on how you read it, either teens making rash and stupid decisions, or the ways in which true love is fundamentally incompatible with people's own hatred and, you know, old feuds? Like, that play has a lot of thematic richness, and a lot of it revolves in Romeo being, at best, kind of an impulsive and foolish guy.
No, sure, but my point is that Shakespeare didn't write him that way because he had a beef with him. He wrote him that way because that was the story he wanted to tell. That's all.
Now, you don't know that. Shakespeare could have based Romeo on somebody he knew, and when that guy saw the play, was like, hey, hold on, what the fuck?
Also,
you know, I guess that's a little fair.
Shakespeare wasn't writing metafiction, Jordan. You're kind of inviting the question yourself, aren't you?
And I'm answering the question that I've invited.
Not very well.
Also, Shakespeare did write metafiction.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's also true. Hamlet.
Is Hamlet, I guess, is metafiction, but it's not in the same way as this, where it's like, you know, a direct conversation between the author and the characters. It's a question of the characters sort of creating a mirror image of their own, what they see as reality within the play. It's going in the opposite direction.
Or what's that, which play is it where there's, like, somebody that dies and, like, the script is all about how, like, clearly the actor playing that character is still alive, so one of the characters thinks they're not dead and they're, like, crazy. Is that Macbeth?
You know, I think it kind of backs up Regina's claim that Jordan hates her, that she raised this question and immediately everyone ignored her to argue about Shakespeare.
Par for the course.
No, but...
Point of order, I was trying to support her, not... Sorry if it felt like I was detracting from you, Regina.
Anyway, my point is just, it's not about hating you. It's just about, you know, trying to write something interesting. And, you know...
And apparently what you consider interesting is bad things happening to Regina specifically.
I can make bad things happen to other people if that's what you're asking for.
I like the veiled threats, Jordan. That's fun. That's a new technique.
I mean, I don't know, Regina, what do you want from me?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask, that's all.
Let me think of what happens to you here, Regina, since you've tripped the clock. I think the teddy bear you sent out in the hall kind of, like, comes walking back in. If it looked drunk before, it kind of looks like it's sobered up now.
Okay.
And it just sort of, like, wanders towards the row of sinks and, like, climbs up onto them and just sort of, like, looks at you in the mirror.
Is this, like, one big mirror, or is it, like, a bunch of little mirrors over, like, each little sink spot?
I'd say sort of between the two. Imagine, like, multiple, like, panes of a mirror that, like, there's seams between them, but they're, you know, it's multiple pieces of glass.
Okay. I think Regina is, like, looking at the bear and is like, hey, go back to the door.
It's just standing there looking at you.
No, see, like, you're the signal for them to know that I'm in here.
It sort of leans in closer, and it's got, like, two little black, bead eyes, you know? And, you can see the mirror with you in it reflected in one of its eyes, and, suddenly you are looking out from one of those eyes at the, mirror.
Oh, what?
It is as though you have transferred into the reflection in the eye.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, because it's like a black surface, I think everything just looks dimmer now. And also, like, it's a curved, very small surface.
Yeah, the proportions are going to be fucked up now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think everything looks... I think you perceive yourself as normal, but everything else is, like...
Fisheye lens.
Concave. You look like fisheye lens.
It's like you're watching a Beastie Boys video.
Yeah.
But not fun.
Okay, that's... So, I guess now I'm stuck in the bear?
Yes. And then I think the bear hops off of the sink and just starts walking away.
To where?
It just headed off down the hall. It's off on a little adventure.
God, okay. And I'm guessing that I no longer have the ability to control this bear.
Doesn't seem like it. I mean, you can give me a pow draw if you want.
I mean, I may as well give it a shot.
What's your pow?
2.
So that's 1. The moon. No. Yeah, you try to will it to listen to you at all, and it is just... I'm imagining it's kind of like swinging its arms a little. It's got a little bit of a strut. As it's just marching its happy little self down the hall. What'd you say?
I was starting to sing
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive.
Oh, sure, yeah. Charlie, how's it going in the void?
I don't... Hello?
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
Not you.
Oh.
Jordan, I have a question.
Huh, what's up?
So, like, we've been talking to each other because of the whole thing. Do we know that they're in the void, or, you know, should...
I mean, it sounds like you just said that you do.
Right, but I guess I'm still having trouble feeling out, like, how many layers we're operating on. Like, can I just go slip off?
I don't actually care how many layers we're operating on. I'm already chasing down this teddy bear.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna help.
Okay.
My girlfriend's in trouble. I don't care about fucking narrative.
I want to make a move, please.
Okay. Yeah, what do you want
to
do?
I'm stuck in the void, and I can only talk to you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk to you. And I really don't want to do this, but I...
When you think about it, this is kind of the same as always, just in describing those things.
I don't want to do this, but I literally... It's just me waiting for other people to save me if I don't do anything. And I'm worried about Regina. So I would like to use Devil Pact.
You want to talk to your mom?
I want to talk to the thing that thought it was my mom and see what it can do.
Okay, let me think of how best to do this. Read me what Devil Pack says, just for clarity.
When you take this move, describe a shade that dwells in the undertow. Once per session, you may draw Biz to summon it into your Eidolon's zone of influence. They may not leave the area, and you cannot turn off your Eidolon's power until you both agree upon a contract with each other.
Okay, great. Then, yeah, I think while you're just in this darkness, you bring out 3 small words and focus on it, and it kind of like goes limp for a second and then picks its head back up and says, what happened?
Look, I'm gonna skip by all this. You're not actually my mom.
Charlie?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I know. Look, this is freaky Eidolon stuff, okay? I'm not gonna go through this again. I'm not letting myself fall for it or, like, get the...
I was dead.
You are? Because, well, yeah, I am not letting myself get tricked again.
What do you mean, tricked?
You're not actually my mom. I know that. You were kind of my mom, but also not really.
Of course I'm your mom.
No.
Charlie, what are you saying?
Look, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not letting this happen. I'm not getting sucked into this shit. I have to go help Regina and Casey and all of them because it's about to be bad. What can you do for me right now to get me out of here?
What can I do for you? Where are we? What's going on?
I think I'm in some girl's pocket mirror, like makeup compact. Yeah.
What can I do for you? I guess I can try something. What are two?
You're gonna have to give me more than something.
I'm trying to think. I just got here. The last thing I remember is you were holding me and I died. And now I'm back and you're telling me that I'm not your mom.
I can't go through that again. And I know that you aren't for real. You are like the ghost of, you are like a memory or something, right?
You're only bothering Jordan, to talk to me Jordan, now that you need a favor. Jordan, are you sure, like, I'm not your mom?
Jordan, am I right?
Yeah, kind of like how you're not real, you're just like a character.
Shut up, Jordan. I'm asking for a real answer, not your narrative bullshit.
I'm trying to give you a real answer. It's the same thing. She's not real. She's an aspect of your personality like the fragment of your soul that carries the soul of your mother in it.
Well, if she's just a part of me, look, you're part of me. We're tied. I'm not denying that. But I need you to tell me what you can do to get me out of here.
I have an idea for what I could do.
Okay.
I don't know for sure if it'll work or not. What are you gonna do for me?
What do you want?
I'd like to be alive again. That'd be nice. I liked that part.
Not the same way, okay? Like, you can't just be around all the time. I need privacy and to be my own person.
Okay, I seem to recall that I had an idea for how to do that.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Pick a different card.
I mean, what do I want other than that? She's given it some thought. I mean, that's kind of the main thing she wants.
Oh, fuck. Okay, tell me explicitly, word for word, what you want.
Okay. I get us out of here. And you let me, you set me free. And Charlie, again, she is a part of you. I did not make this explicit the last time this conversation happened. But basically what she wants is to sever three small words from you to make it her body.
Yeah, I figured, yeah. Which, so you're telling me that to get out of here, I will have to lose the actual power that would be useful to help people right now.
I mean, if you want my help, that's what I want. Hey, I didn't prefer being attached at the hip to you, but I'll take it over being dead.
I'm... Jordan, can you, like... No, god damn it. Fine, that's a problem for later. We'll figure it out. Done.
Which one?
Let me out of here. You get my power. Fuck it.
Okay, then... Do me a favor. On the count of three, I want you to say, you are free. Okay?
Fine.
Three, two, one.
You are free.
And I think...
This is Lexi poking in, but wouldn't her doing it just be I'm free since she works with two?
Well, no, I think you're saying each other are free.
Yeah,
and that
we're saying it at each other.
Right. So to be clear, Natalie said you're free with a contraction.
God. And yeah, and Charlie said you are free at each other. They're saying it at each other.
Yes. I think, what happens here? Where did Ella go after she trapped Regina? You know what, Charlie? I'll let you decide here. What would be the funniest place for you to suddenly reappear?
I mean, the funniest place would be in the middle of that fucking auditorium.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I think Solo and Casey, you said you were running after the teddy bear. Jake, did you stay back
or
no?
Yeah, Jake stayed behind. He's still, like, writing down notes, but he's got, like, his head in his hand. He's pinching the bridge of his nose at how boring this fucking meeting is.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, you know, listen, obviously use your powers to win, but you gotta be subtle about it. You know, demonstrations from some of the, faculty of, like, ways you can use your power without showing off what your power is, because, hey, you can't cheat, obviously. But, yeah, then in that case, I think at some point, Ella, the girl that had used her Eidolon on Charlie and Regina, had slipped into this auditorium, and there is suddenly a loud popping sound and, like, a tearing as her pocket rips open and her compact mirror clatters to the ground, and everyone kind of like just sort of like whoa as Charlie and three small words appear in the center of the auditorium.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ad break. I'm here to talk to you about the Patreon for Eidolon Playtest. Your support is what makes the show possible, and it's not just monetary support, it's also just whenever you talk about the show, because hearing reactions is something that gives me life, and it gives all of us life, and makes us go, wow. People like the show, or even if people have criticisms of the show, they engage with it enough to have those criticisms, and that's awesome. So if you would talk about it on any of your social medias, or go to Apple Podcasts and leave a nice review of the show, 5 stars, of course, that would be deeply appreciated. But if you also want to support the show monetarily, you can go to patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest, where all your money comes with a little bit of bonus rewards as well. At $1 a month, you get access to every episode of the show 1 week early before it hits the free feed. Which means if you're listening to this on the free feed, then the next episode of Ska would already be available for only $1. At $3 a month, you get early episodes, and you also get 2 extra bonus monthly podcasts. Number one is the Design Sessions, where Luke and Molly talk about designing the game in real time. You can hear them work through what they think has been working on the playtest, and what could be done better, and how the rules can be changed to fit that. It's very interesting stuff. And you also get Eidolon Playlist, where we discuss the music that inspired the various Eidolons in the show. I think the next one coming up is Weezer. But there's, if you're interested in any of the bands referenced in the show, we talk about a lot of them. At the same $3 tier, you also get access to the GM notes for every episode. So if you're interested in seeing what the plans are behind the scenes and how they change an actual play, it's very interesting stuff. At $5 a month, you get access to the most current draft of Eidolon 2.0 so that you can play in your own sessions at home. You also get access to all the music from Season 1 and 2 and the first interlude. And you get your name read out in the credits as a special supporter. So big thank you to It's Birdish, Super Biased Gary, Max, Valor World Splitter Carmichael, Poggers Extreme, Loki the Void Scent, Steradia Aphrodite, Isabella Mew Mew Hilda Kitty Roxanne Catgirl Dick Blaster, More Like Eidolon Dis Sucks and Ska-Ass, Emma Valentine, Fishang, Nathan Pearson, Sarah Lo Sulchi, Future Erica, Bird Wizard, Meridian, Help, I'm trapped inside this ad read, Nancy Blank, Kion Cohen, Abby Rexy Sultala, Roka G, Brian Melvin Stapleton, Fiona Finale, Vivid Ripley Mufadrome, Robust Laser, and Becky Scott Fairley. And there's one more extra special bonus tier called The Grab Bag, which is mostly if you just feel like giving us more money as a tip, but you do also get even more benefits from it. You get all the benefits of the previous tiers, and you'll also get the soundtracks for Season 3 and The Grab Bag, which is a collection of all other miscellaneous bonus contents. There's actually I Meant For You to Pod My Cast, which is an ongoing podcast about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 6, the anime. And then the other little one-offs that we like to do. We played Mario Party 2, but everyone's competing for third place. Going up soon, if it's not up already, will be 1 hour of us playing Monster Prom before technical difficulties ended the game midway. And then we just decided to record an hour of reacting to Am I the Asshole posts. And those will be uploaded in two separate parts. So I think it's fun, even if you just try it out for a month to see what's available. But I will let you get back now to the exciting events of Eidolon Ska. All right, everyone calm down. Nothing to see here. Jake puts his arm around Charlie and then leads her to the back.
Jake, we gotta go.
Give me a dazzle, Jake.
Oh, thank God it's not me.
Yeah, my glam is one.
Okay, that means, well, Molly, remind me how we decided to rule on this. Yeah, Molly, remind me how we decided to rule on this.
I think we decided all of those rules were off once the Phantom Fight started.
Did we say that... I thought we said, like, Solitary Penalty applies to make it rougher, but maybe... Did we say drawing on... I don't remember what we said. Shit.
I am looking at the rule book.
I don't think we've updated it. We might have, I don't remember. Because we had some weird edge case that we were talking about, remember?
Yes.
And I think it was specifically this.
When the Phantom Clock reaches midnight, all previous effects become inactive. The party experiences a violent blast of energy from the Undertow, and everyone's damage track is immediately set to battered.
Okay, well, it must have been updated then.
That's definitely what it says for now, at least. I think we maybe had a conversation after doing that change, but we're not going to worry about it now, because I'm not digging through our fucking chat logs. If that's what the rulebook says, that's what the rulebook says.
Also, I think we'd have to dig through the podcast.
Yeah.
You gotta start using comments and Google Docs.
I mean, I've got our chat log. It's just, you know, we're recording a podcast right now.
Of course.
I think I'm looking at it right now, but it's too much to read. Okay, then in that case, you need to push yourself to get anything. So, the lovers, you need to make a choice. What choice do you make here? You're faced with two paths. Jake, you can either, you know, subdue Charlie to make it look, to get him better with the cult, or you can take off running with Charlie and blow your chances of ever, like, getting in with them.
Let's weigh the pros and cons here.
Okay.
On the one hand, it seems like maybe this cult is too boring to bother getting in with.
Yeah, okay.
On the other hand, maybe they're still hiding something secret. I'm confident in Jake's ability to negotiate if something else comes up, so let's run with Charlie.
Okay, you take off running. Three small words just floats up through the ceiling and flies away.
Jake, I fucked up real bad. Jake.
Oh, hey, Charlie, when'd you get here?
We gotta go!
Oh, okay. I guess we gotta go. Wait, where's... Regina's still in the mirror dimension. Right, okay.
Regina, cutting back to you. Yeah, the teddy bear is just walking down the hall. You see it is approaching an emergency exit to the school. It gets to the door and, like... You know, it's one of those, like, push bars, and it's kind of, like, too high for the teddy bear to reach.
Yeah,
it's like, adorable.
Jumping at it.
Tiniest little jumps with its arms outstretched.
Yes, exactly. Adorable. It's kind of, like, waggling its arms at it, trying to reach it.
Personally, I think it's very fun that Regina's phantom fight is Seth MacFarlane's Ted.
Oh, I was going to be generous and say it was Roger, Bridget's teddy bear from Guilty Gear. We need to get this thing a motorcycle.
We do.
Do not give the teddy bear a motorcycle.
Can we all exit the school and run right into the teddy bear?
Yeah, I think, yeah, you run out of the auditorium and like, yeah, listen, it's a teddy bear. It can't move that fast. I think you catch up to it without much incident.
I'm going to slam right through this emergency exit. Shoulder check that fucking bar.
Okay, I think a fire alarm comes out, and as soon as you do that, the teddy bear just continues walking. You're sort of in the back of the school. There's like a loading dock and... like dumpsters.
Regina, are you the bear or are you in the bear? I'm not clear on that.
In the bear. I mean, it's kind of an existential question right now, but I don't think I'm the bear.
I was gonna say that no one can hear you, but I mean, you're talking through narration.
That's
so
the,
I guess like,
yeah, you really fucking sold us the rope to hang you with, Jordan.
Okay, I'm just saying you can't literally hear her, but clearly, you know, listen, we get it. The bear starts heading towards the trash compactor.
No, it doesn't. I'm picking that fucker up.
Yeah.
Okay, let me think here. How does this go? Regina, do me a favor and remind me what Pride of Lions looks like.
It's a, like, aura around her. It's kind of like, kind of got an inky blackness to it. And a bunch of, like, figures are fading in and out of it constantly with animal masks on.
Okay. Then, I think that aura kind of, like, surges out of the teddy bear when you grab it, Casey, and, one of the, figures with an animal mask kind of, like, pulls their mask back to reveal their mouth and bites down onto your arm. If you want to give me a scrap.
Yeah, I've got one pow, so.
Okay, so that's, also going to be a push for the star. So a new path is revealed. So I think, yeah, you manage to kind of like resist the urge to drop the bear despite the bite, and you kind of like wrestle control of it.
Should I attack the main Eidolon? I forget how this works. I'm gonna attack Pride Alliance.
Okay, sure. Describe how you attack it.
So normally, I'm used to attacking with boss of me, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing the whole black hole thing. But what I'm realizing is that I'm big enough now that I can just punch shit.
Sure, okay. Then give me a scrap, I suppose.
Let me check to see if I can attack with anything besides, pow. I don't believe I can.
I don't think the Inhuman has anything for that now.
It does, but you have to, like, attack in a way that no human could comprehend, which I don't think punching qualifies for.
Also, I'm not sure I took that ability.
Yeah, I don't know if you have that move or not.
I'm just, that's one pow, baby.
Okay, that is going to be justice. The situation becomes more fair. I think you... Casey's holding the bear, and you just sort of, like... punch it, but, like, it's a stuffed animal.
I'm not punching the bear. I was punching the shadow guys.
Well, the Eidolon is just sort of like an aura emanating off of
the bear. Yeah, the thing that bit me just manifested long enough to try and fight back, and I assume
I am punching the bear.
Right, so you punch the bear, and it just kind of compresses under your fist, and more, like, shadows kind of pour out from it and start, like... lacerating your arm. Advance your damage track. You should be desperate now.
Noted.
Yeah.
if Regina's just in the eyeball, can I, like, tear out the eyeball that she's in?
You can give me a scrap.
Yeah, I have a pow of one. A two, actually.
I have three pow. Let me do things.
You're not volunteering to tear its eye out.
I mean, Charlie, if you want to help Jake do
yes,
this.
Yes, please.
Okay. Then that,
I got ripped for a reason.
I'm just picturing Charlie and, Solo just continuing to punch the bear to draw its ire while Jake gets out a fucking switchblade.
that gets you the Hermit. Your actions isolate you. I think the, like, shadows continue to attack you, Jake. Advance your damage track as well. But you do manage to just grab a fistful of the bear's face and rip the eye out.
Regina, you in there?
I am in here, but I don't know how to get out.
What if we kick the rest of the bear into the trash compactor?
That seems bad. Isn't, like, the, like, Eidolon? Like, if we hurt the Eidolon, we hurt Regina?
Casey, the bear kind of, like, goes limp in your hands.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't think it's, in the bear anymore. But also, Regina's not stuck in that eye because of her Eidolon. She's stuck in there because of someone else's. So to get her out of there, I think we need to fight whoever that is.
The bear has, like, a big hole in its face where Jake ripped the eye out. And I think just, like, it's, like, ink is just, like, bleeding out of it onto the ground. Just, like, jet black liquid.
Well, the thing is that the person who has that Eidolon is now... I don't think anybody is going to buy that we're down with the cult anymore. And there's, like, a huge crowd of people who might be hunting us down? Or maybe they're just still in the gym?
One problem at a time. How about we focus on this one, and then we tackle that one?
I think that's all one problem, Charlie.
I don't... hold on. Zoe question, real quick.
Yeah.
When the bear took Regina into its eye, so I feel like that is now Regina's Eidolon doing it, not the other ladies.
Right, but the fact that she could be trapped in a reflection... It's both Eidolons kind of working together.
God, that sucks.
Yeah. More and more, like, inky black liquid just keeps draining out of the bear's face.
I think as soon as the ink started flowing, Casey dropped it.
Yeah, it's, like, quickly just turning into, like, a puddle.
I have to imagine Regina cannot see any of this very well.
Not very well. I think it's fair to say you can see it. It's just, again, distorted and strange. Let me ask you this, Regina. If Pride of Lions had a more concrete form, what might it look like?
Probably... I've never thought about this before.
King from Tekken.
No, I think it would probably manifest more as, like...
I mean, if the answer is just it wouldn't, I'll also accept that.
I've never thought about it doing that, so I don't know that it would.
Sure, okay. That's fine. Then I think... What's the
Like, the Eidolon to me is the aura, you know?
Right. I think, Regina, thoughts drift through your head. It is as though, I mean, well, I was about to say this, and I guess you're, you know, pretty familiar with this at this point, but it is as though you are hearing thoughts in your head that are not your own.
Uh-huh.
But also, like, not, well, I mean, it is me, but not directly me. You get it. Where you are thinking about Pride of Lions' ability to turn images of animals into, to give life to images of animals, right?
Right.
Strictly speaking, your friends are, of course, all here around you. But you're not seeing them directly. You are seeing the light reflecting off of their bodies that then plays onto your eye. You're seeing the image of them, produced in real time for you, but an image nevertheless. Let me think here. Who to start with? Solo, if you hated Regina, what would that look like?
Let me think for a moment. I mean, would I try to kill her just because I hated her? I might go to verbal abuse first.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense. Let me ask you this, too. Obviously, you don't hate Regina. But if you did, why would you?
Ooh. I mean, listen, I know we had that really heartfelt talk earlier today about how, like, I was being kind of a bitch, expecting behavior out of her that, you know, wasn't really fair given what she's been through. Mm-hmm. But she was still really rude when we first met, and I feel like even now she can be, you know, just kind of cold and standoffish and kind of like in her own head. Maybe not always the most sympathetic to what other people are going through. Really, you know, that's a problem you could lay down at any of our feet, except maybe Charlie's?
Yeah.
And also, really, you know, again, Regina, I know, I don't feel this way about you, I promise. But if I did hate you, I would kind of be like, well, it's sort of her fault that this is happening at all. I can't emphasize enough, that's not how I really feel. I promise. I feel so bad just saying that.
Regina, he came up with that answer pretty quick for a way really he doesn't fast. Actually feel. then yeah, Regina, I think Solo, go ahead and give me a little bit of what that looks like as from Regina's perspective. That is how you are now behaving towards her, to nobody else's.
All right,
but...
let me get in character as fucking rude boy Solo.
Rude boy Solo is my favorite teen rapper.
Well, you know what? Way to go, Regina. We've been here, we've infiltrated the school, what, a day, 2 days, and already it's all going completely tits up. You know, Jake and I, we had this whole plan. We were going to infiltrate the cult. Everything was going to, we were going to get the evidence, send it back to the FBI, get a nice sting operation going, smooth sailing from there. You just fucking immediately get got by some mirror idiot. And now look at us. Now look at you. You're in a fucking eyeball.
I mean, what did you want me to do? I was trying to help.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen. Fangs tried to help.
Oh!
Maxie!
sorry, I'm realizing I've never gone full bitch mode on this.
Giving Fang an Eidolon was your idea!
Yeah, and it's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever come up with. If he were here too, you think I'd be talking to him with any kind of fucking respect? That guy's a complete fucking waste of space. I'm glad we finally ditched him.
Jake, if you hated Regina, why would you?
It kind of pisses me off that Regina never brings out Pride of Lions, never talks to them. Even people who only use Eidolons as like a tool at least have some kind of relationship with them. But she just seems to want to ignore Pride of Lions and pretend that they don't exist at all.
I wish it didn't.
It's part of you, you ingrate.
Jeez. I was expecting everybody to be ready and raring to go this hard. Charlie, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to ask. You specified that Solo is only being is only compelled to be a bitch to Regina. All that Fang stuff was just naturally occurring, right?
Well, and let me clarify a little bit, because this is getting a little confusing. only now getting a little confusing. Again, what is being animated with such aggression is the image of Regina's friends that she sees.
Okay.
So, let's say, diegetically, you didn't hear any of that. But, of course, we've already... If you people keep talking to each other across this the narration, then you did actually hear it, just not with your ears.
You can't blame us for doing a thing that you established.
Yeah, you're right. That's a little unfair of me. So, much like with the thing with, where you can't hear Regina's reflection talking, you can and cannot hear all of this sudden trash talk. And Regina, I guess, by the same token, you can hear that it's not really your friends saying it, but also they're the ones saying it.
Right, they're the ones saying it. Listen, I'm stuck in this stupid little eyeball. Everything happening out there is too much right now.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie, if you hated Regina, why would you?
You fucking son of a bitch. I hate you so much, Jordan. If I had to hate Regina, it would be because while she has undeniably gone through more tragic, traumatic pain in her life than anyone should go through, she frequently doesn't make room to understand that all of us are going through shit, and maybe doesn't actually treat people with the patience and empathy that is shown to her, and is kind of a huge bitch about it. Regina, I'm so sorry, I don't mean that.
I mean, at least Charlie had to think for a second to come up with something.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. In tune with the hypothetical emotions I would have.
Casey, this sucks.
I think Reggie's just looking at Charlie like, I mean, I tried to be there with the whole Natalie thing. I'm trying.
Yeah, well, we're all trying. Some just do it better than others.
Ooh! Oh.
Jesus Christ. Casey?
Yes?
You had to hate Regina, why would you?
What?
If you hated Regina, why would you?
I wouldn't.
Don't. You can't make me...
Hypothetically.
You can't make me be the one who did
Even
this.
Even hypothetically, there is no world in which I would hate Regina.
Casey, give me a power draw.
No, I don't need to draw a stinking card to tell you that my best friend for pretty much as long as I can remember having friends. Doesn't matter what Casey. She does, ever. I would never hate
Casey.
Her.
Casey. Give me a power draw, please.
What are you going to do if I don't?
Will you just trust me? Just give me the damn power draw.
Why would I trust you?
Because I'm... I'm not...
If you want to write the story, then you write the story. If you want us to make our own decisions... You don't get to have it both ways.
I am not trying to force you to say you hate Regina. Just give me the fucking pow draw. Okay. It will be cool.
Okay, you know what my paw is. Paw?
Wished
well,
paw.
I do know that about you, yeah.
Whoops, Lexi flub there.
Yeah, one pow. Temperance, you're met with an equal and opposite reaction. I think that fits, actually.
It's also my resonant card.
Oh, is it? Oh, shit.
Nice.
Oh, that's beautiful. Love that.
Well,
you slip into position to take...
resisting this so hard.
Yeah! Uh-huh! Again, trust me! You slip into position to take the perfect shot. Choose a card that's still in the fate deck and place it in the discard pile. Shuffle the fate deck afterwards. If you want to name a card, we got about half the deck here. I can tell you whether or not it's in it.
Let's see. Whose dissonant cards haven't been drawn yet? Death hasn't been drawn, has it?
It's in the discard pile.
I drew it immediately after the deck was shuffled. Right.
Obviously, the hermit has been drawn. Is the chariot still in the deck?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay, get rid of that.
All right, it's gone. Regina, I think the Casey that has been conjured by Pride of Lions here, like, in the eye with you is, Yeah, I mean, Casey, say whatever you want to her.
Gina, I'm sorry. I knew all of this, you know, coming here was going to be bad for you. I don't think I realized how bad it would be. And I'm not just talking about this. The way everyone's treated you today, just everything that you have to face that you haven't gotten the support you need for. We should have been here for you. We weren't. This isn't our fault, and it's not your fault. But if we'd been looking out for you the way we should have, maybe it wouldn't have happened. And I don't know how to save you in this moment, but I'm not going to stop trying.
I just... Every time that we've tried to do something, I hear you and Charlie talk about me, you know. Just every time you guys step away and you just don't know what to do with me.
You're right. We don't. And maybe we should have been willing to admit that, I guess, and figure it out, because you clearly need us be there for you in a way we haven't been. And I guess the only way to change that is to do something about it. And I would like to reveal my master plan.
Ooh, what's your master plan?
Through all of this, through whatever nonsense shenanigans is happening here, Casey smuggled her Eidolon in with Regina. So what Casey is talking to, or what Regina is talking to, is Casey's Eidolon.
Okay, okay. Yeah, what is your genius?
My genius is a 2.
2. That is going to be the Tower or the High Priestess. Good thing you got rid of your dissonant, because it was the bottom card of the deck.
Oh dear. I guess I'm going to go with the High Priestess.
Okay, all right. Is the
that's my resident, if that matters.
It doesn't. That only matters for Dreadmere. Okay, the High Priestess, the supernatural moves through you. Let me think of the best way to do this. What do you want to accomplish by having just a girl in here with Regina?
I'm going to use Smuggle.
Okay, so you... walk me through it beat by beat, okay, just so I can understand narrate what happens.
I have basically infiltrated this mirror world or whatever with my Eidolon. Right. My Eidolon is then going to use Smuggle, which causes it to vanish, and it will take Regina with it. And then it's going to break back out. Because Regina's trapped in here. My Eidolon is trapped in here. It infiltrated and will then exfiltrate. Right.
Okay, I get what you're saying now. Yes. Then I think, Casey, what you have done is, by summoning just a girl, its reflection has appeared in the eye, and you've been talking to Regina as described, and you smuggle Regina into just a girl, and, it's almost like just a girl and her reflection are, two sides of a door, and Regina can kind of just, walk through one and out the other.
Yeah, okay.
And I think you just kind of, land with a, sploosh into the, gross puddle of ink that is still, leaking out of the bear.
What is this?
I think that's Pride of Lions. Also, are you okay? Holy shit.
Regina, holy shit. Yeah, Charlie immediately, like, bear hug.
It's been a really bad week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
Casey, what did you do?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think I kind of broke into wherever she was and pulled her out.
This is still happening, so shaking the black ink off.
Yeah, I think Casey is like drenched in it at this point.
Yeah. It's I'm saying puddle, but like big puddle, you know?
Looks like a frickin' inkwell exploded on her.
Yeah.
Regina, I know it's bad right now. Just tell us what we can do.
We should leave, right? Like,
But I don't think that's gonna fix whatever's going on with Pride of Lions.
I think like smoke is rising up off of the surface of the ink. And like taking those sort of like indistinct humanoid forms that you've described, Regina.
Hey, can I pitch something?
Yeah, what's that?
So if Casey's covered in that ink, and that ink is basically the Eidolon, can it form something around Casey? So I'm just thinking, everything I just did, that was off a neutral card. There should be some consequence for everything.
Well, technically it was High Priestess. Yeah, okay, sure. Yes, I think the smoke, like, the ink that kind of got all over you is, like, almost evaporating into smoke and just sort of, like, obscuring you from view. And, Regina, you see it, like, take sort of a human shape with a mask, and, I think it reaches up. What kind of mask is it?
I imagine them as like kind of crude animal masks.
No, sure. I guess I meant what animal?
For Casey, I mean, she was wearing the fox beanie that one time. So like, and also it's Lexi. So,
okay. We can say it's a fox mask, but it reaches up and pulls the mask off, and it is not Casey under there. It is Aurora.
Oh God.
I think Regina's immediate reaction is to start, like, backing up.
I think Solo is going...
Go ahead. I was just gonna say, if you're backing up, it's just slowly, like, walking towards you, kind of maintaining the same distance.
Solo is going to put out an arm to, like, separate them. What do you want?
It's, like, smoke and liquid. It just sort of, like, float.
What do you want?
Let me think here.
Just because he can talk to it doesn't mean he wants to talk to you.
Well, right, that's what I'm thinking here. I do think it just sort of, like, flows around you, Solo, to continue approaching Regina. But it does speak, and it just says, "You didn't deserve to be the one that survived."
I know that. I didn't want to be. She's still backing up.
I think you are, like, it is kind of like corralling you, I guess. You're backing up in the direction of the trash compactor that's back here. And I think she just says, "You don't have to be."
I'm going to try and pull it away using Boss of Me.
Give me a scrap.
My POW is still one.
Then that is gonna be the Fool. I think you try to, you know, use Bossamy's gravitational power to hold Aurora back, and then suddenly you are tackled hard from behind by another shadow in an animal mask, and its mask clatters to the ground, and Regina, it is your friend Kenny.
I don't even know what happened to him.
I think Aurora just says, "What happened to him is you got involved in his life."
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Shut the... Regina has made our lives better. This is bullshit.
Have I? Look where we are, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm here with my two girlfriends that I care about a lot, and we're going to make the world safer, ultimately, because this shit will take care of it.
Charlie, don't... I think there's only one thing you should be saying to her.
Solo, do you really think that we're friends right now? I kind of not your thoughts are not super important in this scenario.
All right.
You guys can't even stop fighting for 5 minutes. I don't know how we're supposed to leave here
together.
Jake, what are you doing? I will say, where everybody else, this liquid looks pitch black. It is like just white hot liquid shame, just like blinding like the sun to look at to you.
I think I want to dredge my mind for information about Aurora.
Okay. Yeah, remind me what Dredge Your Mind does.
When you search your memory for relevant information regarding your current situation, draw a gen. Ignore the usual forecast of the card you play, and instead use the following. Positive, useful, and relevant information. Neutral card, something useful but vague. Negative card, incorrect information. Because I have studied Aurora and the others right. before, and I want to see if I can discover like some crucial detail that can psychologically invigorate Regina here.
Okay, that's going to be tricky, but yeah, three genius or no?
Yes, three genius.
That is going to be the world, the devil, or the hanged man. Positive, negative, negative.
It has to be the world.
Has to be the world. What do you know about Aurora that could help her here? Okay, then yeah, obviously you know that she dated Regina. You know that Regina killed her while under the influence of Dr. Phillips. And dog eat dog, which, you know, not that's the opposite of what you're looking for, pretty clearly.
Yeah, I guess what I'm looking for is something that can remind Regina of how much they loved each other.
Something that would remind Regina of how much they loved each other. Regina, I'm going to kick that one to you.
They spent a lot of time. I have always imagined there was like a like forested area behind Pharamond High with like a nice little clearing.
Yeah. Okay.
And they spent a lot of time there. Aurora played music. I think she probably played, let's say, violin.
Okay.
Because it's a common high school.
Sure.
You know, while she like drew in the woods with her, you know, while she practiced.
Regina, think about the music in the forest.
I think she looks at Jake and is like, "Why in the world would he know that?"
Yeah, Jake, how do you know these intimate personal details? I'm not saying you can't know them, but I do need an explanation.
I checked out the forest behind Pharamond High, and I found a tree where there were little bits of violin string from when she tuned her violin. And the their initials carved into a tree.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes ass. Right.
I thought you were just gonna go with, oh, I have snooped through all of your like everybody's diaries and personal effects. Don't worry.
That also would not be surprising. Yes.
Right.
I think Regina closes her eyes, and is kind of trying to conjure that all back up, and. Aurora wouldn't... She was trying really hard to not... To figure out how to stop all this.
Yeah.
Because people were getting hurt. And it wouldn't make sense for her to be pushing Regina to hurt herself even if something bad had happened. So she's trying to hang on to that right now. And maybe not back up any closer to this fucking trash compactor.
Yeah. Give me a biz draw.
Sure, I have two biz.
Okay. That is the Empress, you create something, or the Tower, something terrible happens.
The Empress is my resonant card.
Fuck yeah! then in that case, yeah, your resonant effect is when you play a resonant card, apply the following forecast, you raise your baton to strike up the band. issue one command. Everything currently in your zone of influence must follow it until the task is complete or the scene ends. What is your command? I think you are thinking about all of that, Regina, but also as you look at this kind of like, you know, shade, a phantom, if you will, of Aurora, its face is showing the exact same look of like horror and betrayal that you remember seeing when you attacked her.
Yeah.
What is your command?
I think she looks at the shade specifically and says, let me go.
I think it, like, reaches out for you and, like, puts a hand on your, like, cheek. And then it just kind of, like, melts and dissolves back into liquid. It's sloughing off of Casey, who is just standing there. And the rest of the ink sort of starts to, like, thin out and dissipate. Kenny, you know, disappears off of... It's still had, like, Solo in, like, a headlock.
Just on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if Casey is right there, I think, like, Regina tries to grab her while she's crying. She's probably sobbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Casey's a little shell-shocked because she was kind of, like, stuck behind the smoke while that was happening. And
right.
But, yeah, as soon as Regina reaches out, arms are just around her and just... I'm sorry.
You don't have anything to be sorry about. That wasn't... It wasn't you.
I knew you were hurting, but I didn't really know how much you were hurting.
We've been dancing around it for a really long time.
I think I was scared that if I said anything, it would make things worse. So I was just kind of trying to hope it would, I guess, solve itself. That's stupid.
Charlie, what are you doing?
I think Charlie is watching them have this very beautiful moment of, like, you know, connection and history between the two of them. And just kind of taking a few steps back and letting them have time together.
I'm trying to... Does Regina look up or not? That's the question.
I don't think she does.
I don't think she does. Yeah, I think she's got her arms wrapped around Casey and is just crying into her shoulder.
Charlie.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of bit your head off there.
No, it's okay, but...
Charlie, are you going to hug her or what?
I appreciate it, but... I think this is something that they've got, and it's okay. I don't have to be in every moment. It's okay. Yeah.
Eidolon Ska is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com or on Discord at bit.ly/aediscord. You can find Luke on Twitter at SSJSpeedRacer, Molly at YourFriendMolly, Zoe at BlankZilla, Crystal at ArcaneCrystal, and Maxie on Tumblr at MaxNightly. Eidolon Ska will return in 2 weeks, on April 8th for Patreon subscribers and April 15th for everyone else. See you then!